Antalyaspor. The 34-year-old Eto signed a 3-year contract with the club in June. He's been given a 3-match stint as player manager, and then Antalyaspor will decide whether to give him the job permanently over winter break. Eto takes over from the Turk Yusuf Simsek, whose contract was terminated last week. Antalyaspor is currently in 9th place in the 18-team Turkish Super League with 5 wins, 5 losses, 5 draws, and 20 points. That puts them 15 points behind first place Besiktas. Before joining Antalyaspor, Eto starred for clubs in Italy, Spain, England, and Russia. His most productive period was between 2004 and 2009, when he scored more than 100 goals for Spanish giant Barcelona. Eto is also the all-time leading scorer in the history of the Africa Cup of Nations with 18 goals. Samuel Eto announced his retirement from international competition last year. In addition to playing at 4 World Cups for the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Samuel Eto also won a gold medal at the 2000 Olympic Men's Football Tournament in Sydney, Australia. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, as we look forward to 2016, one of the big events will be the Olympics. Nigeria, Algeria, and South Africa win much-coveted tickets to the Olympic Men's Football Tournament at a competition in Senegal. How about some details for our VOA listeners?
Right, Sonny. We take it up from the semifinal stage. Nigeria upsetting Senegal 1-0, Etebo scoring from a 77-minute penalty. And then Algeria far too good for South Africa, winning 2-0. Darfalou early in the first half and Ben Kamasa early in the second half scoring the goals. Now, those victories, Sonny, assured Nigeria and Algeria of places in the final. And then we had this unusual situation. We had the third-place match followed by the final. And, in fact, it was the third-place match that was of crucial importance. That was South Africa against Senegal. And that would decide the third and final place for the Rio Games. An amazing match. If it was boxing, Sonny, Senegal would have won hands down. They had 25 shots at goal, but significantly only 6 on target. South Africa had 10 shots at goal, 6 on target. But finally, after 74 minutes, it seemed as if the incessant Senegalese pressure was going to pay off when they were awarded a penalty. But a brilliant save from Jody February saved South Africa. And then as the ball ran loose inside the goal mouth, in rushed Keita, and I thought, this is it. Senegal are going to score off the rebound. But the woodwork came to the rescue of the South Africans. And there and then, Sonny, I thought to myself, the South Africans took Lady Luck to dinner the previous evening, and they impressed her, because that was really a double, big, big let-off. I think, Sonny, that raised the spirits immeasurably of the South Africans, and significantly, I think it lowered those of the Senegalese. The match finished 0-0 after 90 minutes, no extra time, which I think the South Africans would have been very appreciative of, because as we've said on all our reports about this tournament in Senegal, it was mid-afternoon and the sun was beating down, close to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And that clearly gave the Senegalese an edge, but unlike the first meeting between these two countries, which finished 3-1 to Senegal, South Africans showed a lot more passion, a lot more fight. So we went to a penalty shootout, and Jody February, 19 years of age, he plays for Ajax Cape Town, he became the hero of the afternoon. He saved not one, not two, but 3 of the shootout spot kicks taken by the Senegalese. The South Africans, much more accurate, they scored 3 of their 5, so they won 3-1 on the penalty shootout. Afterwards, the Senegalese coach was crestfallen, understandably. I didn't quite agree with him when he said that his team were the best in the tournament. I think the Nigerians were actually the best. And they proved that in many senses by winning the final against Algeria by 2-1. fascinating match. You had the flair of the Nigerians against the organization of the Algerians. And if February was the star of the South African victory, then Etebo from Wari Wolves was the toast of Nigeria. He finished, Sonny, as the leading goal scorer with 5, including both in the final. The first, he converted a penalty, and then a brilliant solo run from the center circle 5 minutes before halftime, slotted the ball past Sally like a seasoned veteran, and that gave the Nigerian Dream Team 6, as they're known, a 2-1 victory. I'm impressed, Sonny, with the flair of the Nigerians, and I think there's room there for improvement. And I think Samson Sia, the coach, will get it. I'm very impressed, too, by the Algerian organization. I think they will also do well at Rio. I think South Africa have a lot of room for improvement. They rolled their luck against Senegal. They are fighters every time, as a coach owned the Gama pointed out. They played badly. They did bounce back. After losing to Senegal on day one, they did bounce back to beat Zambia and then Tunisia. And after that, pretty good hiding from the Algerians. They did come back strongly against the Senegalese in the third-place playoff. But certainly, Sonny, you've got to stick a room for improvement tag on that South African team. And just to confirm again, the Olympics will be played in August 2016. And an important change for the finals, whereas the qualifying matches in all the regions of the world are restricted to under-23 footballers, at the finals, you're allowed what they call 3 wild cards. Now, those wild cards are players of any age. So, in other words, I think we've used this on your show before, Sonny. If it's Argentina, they can use Lionel Messi. If it's Portugal, they can use Cristiano Ronaldo. You are free to use 3 overage players. And it does trigger an interesting debate because some coaches will use that rule and will bring in 3 senior stars. But other coaches are of the view that, hold on a minute, these under-23 players got us to Rio in the first place. I'm going to keep faith with them, and I will stick to the under-23 footballers.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. In terms of the 3 African teams that qualified for the Rio Games men's football tournament, Nigeria has the proudest Olympic pedigree. The Nigerians won gold at Atlanta 1996 and a silver at Beijing 2008. Algeria and South Africa have each made only 1 previous Olympic appearance. The Algerians reached the quarterfinals at the 1980 Moscow Olympics, and the South Africans did not get out of the group stage at the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
More African football news now on the VOA. History will be made in Somalia Thursday when a local match will be broadcast live on television for the first time. Somali National TV will show the final of the General Daoud Cup at Stadium Bonadir in Mogadishu. The game will feature the Somali military club Horseed and the Somali police club Hegan FC. Somali Football Federation President Abdikani Saeed Arab describes the first time live television coverage as a breakthrough as the country recovers from decades of violence and conflict. He says the federation had long dreamed of getting matches broadcast live on television. He says Thursday's match will be a test, but if it's successful, The Federation will try to get more matches shown on television in the months to come. Good luck to the Somalis! The U.S. men's national soccer team, which ended 2015 ranked 32nd in the world, according to FIFA, will kick off 2016 with friendly home matches against Iceland and Canada. The Americans are scheduled to play Iceland January 31st and Canada February 5th. Both games will be played near Los Angeles, California. The USA will use the friendlies as preparation for World Cup qualifiers against Guatemala in March. Meanwhile, the world champion U.S. women's national soccer team will wrap up its 2015 schedule later Wednesday night when it hosts China in the southern U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, this marks the 255th and final international appearance for veteran U.S. star Abby Wambach, world football's all-time leading scorer, male or female, with 184 goals. I'm sure the fans in New Orleans will give Abby a fond farewell. In July, Wambach lifted the Women's World Cup trophy for the first time in her great career. The Americans defeated defending champion Japan 5-2 in the Women's World Cup final played in Vancouver, Canada. Abby Wambach and the American women are going up against the Chinese for the second time in 4 days. On Sunday, they defeated the Chinese 2-0 in another friendly match played at University of Phoenix Stadium in the western U.S. state of Arizona. So we wish Abby Wambach good luck after a great, great women's soccer career. You go, girl! You go!